Look. Science.
God, what a slow day.
Yeah, but maybe if that guy with the Danish leaves us a $400 tip, we can close up early.
Those boss look busy.
Hey, Leah.
Oh, listen, I know it's slow, but isn't there something menial you could be doing?
Well, we're talking to you.
Hey.
Hey, look who's here.
Knocked off early. I thought I'd do something special for myself. New thermos.
Ooh, plaid.
Snazzy.
I want to knock off early, too. Can you cover for me?
Oh, no problem.
Cool. Hey, I got the afternoon off. We'll do something together. I know. We'll go grocery shopping. I'll go in there and buy the groceries, and you can sit out in the car and play the radio.
Quality time.
See you later, Bonnie.
Excuse me.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Leon, Dan, Leon. Bye.
Roseanne, don't you think it might be appropriate to say, check with the boss before simply taking off?
Well, you know, it's dead in here and everything. Bonnie says she'd cover for me. What's the problem?
The problem is that you keep doing this. You took yesterday morning off. You didn't tell me. Last Saturday, Estelle covered for you. Estelle tells me that. I set the schedule around here, Roseanne, and you're ignoring it, which makes me wonder if you really want this job.
Of course I do. The hours are great.
But it'll be 80 degrees when we get to Las Vegas this weekend.
Oh, I can't wait. Hey, check this out. These really cool sunglasses I bought.
What do you need those for? You know you're never going to leave the casino.
Well, they're to cover my eyes when I'm bluffing.
You can't bluff a slot machine.
I don't see why not. You talk to the dice.
Funny slots don't pay. You ought to let me teach you how to shoot craps.
No, I don't like that. You got to stand up the whole time.
Best odds in the house.
Oh, face it, Dan. The best odds in Las Vegas in our favor at the buffet table.
Well, that reminds me. Bring your big purse.
Well, anyways, I don't care nothing about gambling, to tell you the truth. All I want to do is see Wayne Newton.
Oh, yeah, the main Wayne, the big fig, Sir Isaac Wayne.
Remember when we saw him in Chicago and he was singing that Apple Blossom Time Just to Me?
Thought he was singing to me.
Dream on.
Hey.
Hey. Now, I don't want you guys living on pizza the whole weekend, so I went out and bought you this nice ravioli.
Thanks. So, what time are you guys leaving tomorrow?
As soon as I get off work.
So that'd be what, like 5 o'clock?
Yeah, I guess.
5:30?
Becky, trying to get rid of us?
No. I just want to make sure I'm here to say goodbye at, what, 5:45?
I think that's about right.
Well, you know, you guys gotta allow yourself plenty of time to get to the airport.
Well, that's a great idea, honey.
Okay.
So, Dan, I guess this party we don't know about starts what, 7, 7:30?
Party? Why would they have a party the one weekend we're going to be out of town?
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Oh, Roseanne.
Thanks for bringing me that suitcase, Crystal.
Crystal, you shouldn't be hauling around that big bag in your condition.
Well, there's nothing in it, Dan. I just brought it over because Roseanne asked to borrow it for your trip.
Here, sit down.
Goodness, Dan. I'm pregnant. I'm not dying.
Oh, he's just wonderful like that, Crystal. You know, when I was pregnant with Darlene, he was so nice to me, I held her in for 16 months.
Hi.
Hi. Oh, we're gonna miss you when we're gone.
I'll take good care of him, Roseanne.
Why can't I stay home with Becky and Darlene?
Because I don't want you to spend the whole weekend locked up in a closet.
Roseanne, here's $5. I want you to put it in one of those slot machines that has the $1 million jackpot. And if it wins $1 million, stop.
Well, I'm up $5 down, and you said the slots don't pay.
You know, I envy you two. A weekend of luxury in Las Vegas.
Well, we try to get away, what, every 15, 16 years? You know, so we can relate to each other as a man and a woman.
Yeah, and then right after that, I'm going to go shoot craps.
Well, that'll kill another 5 minutes.
Okay, fire extinguishers in the closet. Emergency phone numbers are by the phone.
Dad.
That reminds me. I'm going to write down the number of the hotel just in case there's a problem.
Dad, we're not babies. You don't have to worry about us.
I'm not worried about you. I'm worried about the house. So, what time's the party start?
What are you talking about?
Girls, listen. When I was your age and my parents went out of town, I had a party. I had a great party. Legendary. People wrote songs about it.
So did your parents know you had it?
Of course not.
Then we're not having a party.
I know.
Hey, hi. Hi, is DJ ready?
DJ Aunt Jackie's here.
Okay, Dan, what time you want me over here tonight?
Jackie's coming over, why?
It's still a big secret.
That's cute.
We're not having a party. Why won't you believe us?
Dan, I got a great idea. Since I'm coming over tonight anyway, you know, just to hang with the girls, how about I wear my old cop uniform?
Sure. Not like they're having a party or anything.
Okay, okay, we're having a party. God.
Okay, right to the rules. No booze, no pot, no sex below the neck. Everybody out by midnight. 12:30 and no rap music.
Why not?
I don't like it.
God, why don't we just bob for apples?
Yeah, then we can take turns reading from the Bible.
DJ, let's go. Thanks for taking him over to Crystal's.
Yeah,
place.
No problem. You better get going, though. You know, you got an hour and a half drive to Chicago.
Roseanne's still at the mall.
Bye, Dan.
Okay, buddy, have a good time. Remember what we talked about.
Yeah, yeah, don't make Crystal cry.
Oh, man, I'm late. I gotta get out of here.
Oh, wait, Roseanne? Look, here's $2. Take it to the roulette table and put it on number 17. Just let it ride until I lose.
What's the point?
I love the action.
Okay, see you later. Bye.
See you tomorrow, Roseanne.
Tuesday.
Tuesday? Oh, no, we're in the middle of a big weekend sale, and I have you on the schedule.
I told you about this weeks ago.
No, ma'am. I wasn't here weeks ago.
Well, I told some guy in a suit.
That suit doesn't work here anymore, and he didn't take care of it. No, you are working tomorrow.
I'm going to Vegas.
How am I going to replace you on no notice?
I have had this trip planned for months. I got non-refundable plane tickets.
Oh, well, that falls into the category of not my problem.
Give me a break.
No, Roseanne, you give me a break. You just come and go here as you please. You totally ignore me.
So is that what this is about? Because I'm not nice enough to you?
I'm running a business.
And I need a waitress tomorrow. So let's just say either you're here to work your shift or don't come back at all.
The money's spent. If we don't get on the plane, we're out $500.
So, do you think I should go?
Roseanne, we've been saving for this trip forever.
I know that.
If we leave right now, we drive at the speed limit, we'll just miss the plane.
Well, I gotta talk about this some more now.
Okay, talk.
Okay, now, I know you think this is just some waitress job, but I really like it, you know, and I like Bonnie, and I like being in the mall, too. And I mean, okay, Leon, he's a piece of garbage, but I'd have to quit that job. Then I have to go look for another job. I could end up with a boss that's even worse than that.
Crazy world, isn't it? Okay, let's go.
Boy, you really care about this, don't you?
Roseanne, I've worked hard for this trip, and I don't want to miss it. Now, you're going to sit on the couch and bellyache over nothing, or are we going to go and have a wonderful time?
Oh, well, okay, we'll go and have a wonderful time. But you're going to regret it.
Down here.
I just wanted to use the bathroom.
Well, tough. Let me see that. Carry on. Hi. Hi, how you doing?
Nice party.
Yeah, I'm enjoying myself.
You know, you have got a beautiful smile.
I'm not smiling.
Well, why don't we work on that?
Oh, God.
Hey, there we go.
Oh.
I'm Eric. I'm a senior.
Oh.
And you are?
I'm Jackie. I'm a former senior.
Jackie, you know, that is a beautiful name. Jackie, you know, these parties, they make it real hard for two people to get to know each other well. I got a car. Why don't we go somewhere?
Listen, Eric, you're very cute. But you and I together would be illegal, so... I don't think so.
Hey, okay, that's cool. Okay.
Yeah, still got it.
Look, I tried to get her out. The old broad said no.
Yeah, thanks anyway.
Hey, Becky.
Hey, Brian.
If I... Well... Can I ask a question without you, like, telling Darlene that I asked you?
Yeah.
You know what happened with us, right?
Yeah, you made out on the couch and then you groped her.
Yeah, she made me.
Yeah, so?
Well, I asked her to go with me, you know, exclusively, and she said no. I don't get it.
Well, Darlene's just sort of discovering boys, Brian. In fact, till she met you, she thought she was one.
So I should be her boyfriend, right?
Becky, there you are. I was looking for you. Brian, can you excuse us?
Where you been, Beck?
Around.
Around where?
Outside.
With Mark?
Look, I was gonna tell you, but I couldn't find you.
Oh, okay.
You're not gonna tell Mom and Dad, are you?
No.
Oh, you're so cool.
Well, not really. See, your folks figured he'd probably show up, and they told me it was all right as long as I was here.
You're kidding. He just drove away.
Oh, I was going to tell you, but I couldn't find you.
Hey, Darlene.
Barry's here.
No way.
He's such a scuzz. If he came here to drool all over you all night, I swear I'll kill him.
Hi, Darlene.
Hi, Barry.
Could I talk to you for a minute?
Look, Barry, I don't think this is a good idea. I mean, Darlene liked you and you asked me out, and she's real vulnerable right now, and I don't think she should have to go through this again.
Shut up, Becky. What do you want to talk about, Barry?
Look, I never really did apologize for what...
What for? I mean, you like Becky more than you like me, so you asked her out, right?
Well, it wasn't that I liked Becky exactly. It's just that she's kind of popular, and I got this idea that maybe I had a chance with her. So it's kind of like, you know, go for the gold.
Becky's gold? So what am I?
Darlene.
Well, come on, Barry, pick a mineral.
You're funny, Darlene.
Yeah, I'm a regular riot.
No, that's what's great about you. I mean, that's why I like you.
You like me?
Hey, you leave her alone.
Who are you?
I'm her boyfriend.
Boyfriend?
Oh, we had a thing. It's over.
Yeah, well, it was fine until you came along.
Hey, don't push me.
You mean like this?
No, I mean like this.
Jeez, darling, who is this guy?
I'm sitting here talking to Darlene, this guy comes barging.
Well, I am her boyfriend.
It's not what she says.
Any more trouble out of you two, you're out of here. I mean it.
They were fighting over you? Yeah.
That's it. Show's over. Nothing more to see. Come on. And as for you, Darlene, excellent.
Seven. Eight. Eight's a point. And eight are from Decatur. Get this plane to Vegas.
These peanuts are no good.
I didn't grow them, dear.
And the seats are too small, too.
I didn't build the plane, dear.
It's never going to stop snowing, is it?
My fault.
Stop acting like everything I'm saying is your fault.
Sorry.
No, I'm sorry. I've been blaming you the whole time, and it stopped being fun an hour ago.
Well, if it'll make you feel any better, I'm up $56,000. We were in Vegas right now. I could quit my job, too.
I really like that job, Dan. I mean, I know it wasn't a career or nothing, but I was happy, and I hate losing it.
I know. I'm sorry I pushed you. I just thought you'd feel better once you... found yourself on an overcrowded, uncomfortable little plane that won't go anywhere. You know, maybe you won't have to lose that job. I mean, once we get back from Vegas, you can go to the mall and talk to the guy. Take a shot.
That'd be like groveling.
You want me to talk to him?
No, I think I better fight my own battles.
We're gonna go see Wayne Newton.
Yeah, I bet we get some lousy seats, too.
Nah, I'll make sure we get our seats right down in front.
Yeah? Close enough for me to hit him with my underpants?
You will take them off first, won't you, dear?
I ain't making no promises.
Ladies and gentlemen.
All right, all right.
This is Captain Johnson again. We just heard from the tower. The snow's getting real bad out there, so they are presently trying to determine whether we can take off at all. Sorry about that. We'll know in just a moment. Hang in there.
We're gonna make it.
No way. Look at it out there. This plane ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, I got $50 as it is.
I'll take $5 of that.
Dan.
Honey, I'm on a roll. You're on, bud.
All hey, right. I'll take $10.
Hey, you're on. You got it.
$15.
You got it.
I'm going double, pal.
Outstanding.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Captain Johnson. I'd like to bet $100 we're not going.
He's bluffing.
Iced tea, coffee.
I had the coffee.
I don't care. All right, you know what you want?
Oh, are there any specials today?
No.
Well, is there anything you could recommend?
Yeah, hurry.
I guess I'll have the tuna melt.
Good choice.
Oh, excuse me.
What?
I forgot to order a beverage.
Well, then you must be really kicking yourself right about now, huh?
Hi, Bonnie.
Oh, hey, Roseanne. What are you doing here? I thought you were in Las Vegas.
Well, the flight got canceled, so we had to spend the night in Chicago, and then it took us half a day to drive back here.
Well, well, well. Look who came crawling back.
Leah.
Work, Bonnie. So, Roseanne, how the hell are you?
Okay, this is not easy. But if you don't give me my job back, my husband's gonna beat the crap out of you.
Roseanne, we both know why you're here. Now, all you have to do is say, I want my job back, and I'll give it to you.
Didn't you hire somebody else?
I was going to. But you're here, begging for your job, so...
I'm not begging.
Oh, of course not. No, you have your, dignity. To recap, I want my job back.
Leon.
Come on, I want
my... You're such a little, creepy little icky guy.
And...
And I want my job back.
Fine. Take this iced tea to table 4.
Hell no, I'm on a break. So, I said to him, I go, hey, Leon, if you want me to come back to work, all you got to do is ask.
You really said it?
Yeah.
You give her a raise?
$100 an hour.
All right. Oh, I forgot to tell you. When I called the hotel to cancel the reservations, the guy told me there was a huge earthquake and Las Vegas got sucked under the ground.
Wow, it's a good thing we didn't go.
You bet.
You something though. You know, while we were gone, the kids all met really rich guys and they all got married.
DJ too?
Uh-huh.
Far out.